And we're joined now from Leinster House by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, good afternoon. Some good news emerging from that committee, that the further reopening of society, the return of workplaces, the reopening of the entertainment sector, that can go ahead as planned. Now, that will be a relief, no doubt, to the government as they get back to Dáil business today.
I think you're absolutely right, Justin. The government has consistently said that once it opens things, it wants to keep them open. The idea of new and severe restrictions pushing things back would be a hammer blow to the government. So I think there'll be an awful lot of relief in what he had to say. I think, as you heard from that report, he's saying he's not ruling everything out. But at the same time, he's also saying that just because you're not ruling everything out, it doesn't mean you expect to have to introduce those measures. So there's a little bit of a sort of a chink of light there. He's keeping the door open. If things go the wrong way, then they're going to have to act on it. But, you know, all things being well, the plan will proceed as
normal. I think we may have lost Paul there. Paul, are you still with us? Paul, you're with us still. Okay, and the Cabinet has also been meeting this morning, Paul, and on the agenda will be its response to the Sinn Féin motion of no confidence in Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney over his handling of the Catherine Zappone appointment to a UN role. Now, speaking on his way into Cabinet, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, said that he was not aware of any party colleagues who might plan to vote against Minister Simon Coveney today.
Our colleagues are all very clear on what is at stake here. This is a motion in respect of a government minister, so the party whip does apply. And we are very anxious to move on now very quickly from this and to focus on the issues that we think really matter to people. Lessons have been learned. They need to have been learned. What happened here was wrong. It was a sorry episode. And certainly from a Fianna Fáil perspective, the importance of trust and mutual respect in government is absolutely crucial.
That was Fianna Fáil Minister Michael McGrath. Paul Cunningham is still with us. Paul, are all the government troops on side for that vote?
We honestly don't know. I think what you have to see is when it comes down to the actual vote itself. Someone who's been very critical of the Fianna Fáil leadership is Mark McSharry, the Saigo Leitrim TD. He yesterday was calling for a parliamentary party meeting to happen before 4 o'clock, in which they would consider this big question as to whether or not they're going to vote for confidence in Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney. As I understand it, he hasn't received an answer yet about whether or not there's going to be a parliamentary party meeting at all. So that's a question. There's also some questions over the intentions of John McGuinness and what he might do. But the Fianna Fáil party leadership has been very clear, as you heard there from Michael McGrath. There is a party whip. They are expected to vote. And if they don't vote, then they can expect it to be pushed out of the parliamentary party for up to 6 months. So a fairly severe sanction.
And the story not going away, Paul, because the Foreign Affairs Committee is to ask Catherine Zappone and the state's top civil servant, Martin Fraser, to speak about Catherine Zappone's appointment, meaning, I suppose, that it's going to go on a bit longer.
Yes, I think it is. Catherine Zappone, who's now living in the United States, is going to be asked to go before the committee, but she can't be compelled. It's up to her to decide whether she wants to do it or not, whether she wants to talk about a job she's already turned down or not. The sense here in Leinster House is that while the request will go to Dr. Zappone, that there isn't much of an expectation that she is going to attend. We're just going to have to wait and see. As you mentioned, the Secretary General of the Department of Taoiseach is now on his way over to London, Martin Fraser, also going to be requested. And that's because over the past couple of days we heard that a memo had gone from the Secretary General of the Department of Foreign Affairs, which had gone to the Secretary General of the Department of Taoiseach, and on that memo it contained Catherine Zappone's name. And the significance of that is that it happened the night before the Cabinet met, and so therefore it raised a question at least as to whether it was possible that Micheál Martin knew at an earlier stage about Catherine Zappone rather than in the middle of the Cabinet meeting. His spokesperson has been absolutely adamant, pointing out that memo was sent at 9:24 p.m. on the night before the Cabinet meeting. It wasn't dealt with until the following morning, and Micheál Martin didn't know about it until it was presented at Cabinet. And as we all know, Simon Coveney's apologised, saying no leader should have been surprised. That information should have been forthcoming a long time before that.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed. More from you on this story later on, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.